Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistant's assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today. I'm told it's super easy to do at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. Default terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to four times more stretch than competing brands, and their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 30% off site-wide with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com/comfort. Tommy John, comfort perfected.
All right.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
They're great. They're awesome every morning.
Every morning on Alice 97.3.
This is morning show. This part of the show is caffeinated by San Francisco Bay Coffee. One small sip for a better tomorrow and a way better morning. It's available in whole bean ground and those one cup coffee pods that are compostable. They started that long before it was a popular thing.
Mm-hmm. That's really good.
Find them at Amazon.com and in many stores. Just look for San Francisco Bay Coffee. I love it. You can call or text us, 800-400-3697, and email us anytime, sarahandvinnyradio@gmail.com. Sarah with an H. Maybe that's why we're not getting that many emails. Can you make sure you check that email today? People might have questions that we can use for Bridge the Gap.
I'm waiting for Bob to get the password.
Oh.
She forgot it.
I see.
Oh.
Well, she's a whistler. She's very busy. Very busy. Maybe she'll write to you tonight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Katy Perry lost a legal battle against Katy Perry.
I don't understand.
She came up short. Turns out there's more than one Katy Perry. And one of them is an Australian designer.
Oh.
It's an ongoing thing. It's been going on for like 15 years. Designer Katy spells her name with an I-E. And singer Katy spells it with a Y, just a Y. And it's not even her name. I think her name is like, isn't her last name Hudson? Like maybe her name's Catherine Hudson or something.
I think you're right.
Hudson?
I think that's it.
Yeah. So designer Katy with an I-E. She has a fashion brand that she wants to call Katy Perry Clothes. She lives in Australia, which I'm sure Katy Perry as well, the singer, is also well known in Australia. She feels international to me. But 15 years ago, she got a cease and desist letter from Katy, the singer, saying, no, you can't launch a brand under my name. And she's like, it's not your name, it's my name. And it's actually my name. And it's even spelled different. The final ruling just came down. The Australian High Court.
After how many years did you
15 years.
Okay.
And apparently there was an initial cease and desist and maybe some decision that allowed her to use it because then she says things really heated up again about 7 years ago. She's been fighting this. It's like, she seems really relieved, and there's a really cute video, actually, that she put on her Instagram where she's just, you know, wide-eyed, and she's got a rack of clothes behind her, and she's, I don't know, 15 years older than she was when she first rolled out her line. In a way, this actually has raised her profile.
I was going to say, or it could have torpedoed her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might run out of money fighting a lawsuit. With a brand that's just, you know, fledgling at best, and now it's torpedoed.
I guess she's got at least one kid, but the kid's like seven, and she was like, my kid has never known anything but this. It's like
the lawsuit
but
life.
The, this whole thing where, oh, you know, man. Mom is stressed out about this lawsuit. So yesterday, the Australian High Court ruled that designer Katie's, with an IE, clothing line does not violate singer Katy Perry with the Y trademark. Designer Katie says, without this hanging over my head, which is now how it's really been since 2009, just heaviness and lots of fear and limbo. Now I can really start looking forward and focusing on the future. I'm really excited.
I Run. Love your Australian accent.
Thank you. It just,
Run.
It,
he's got a gun.
You reminded me of something when you brought this up. And so I looked it up real quick. Do you remember when Lady Gaga put out her newest record titled Mayhem?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And a surfboard shaper who goes by the name and logo of Mayhem. And the Mayhem logos were
similar.
Very
close
similar.
Enough.
Yeah. Close enough to be problematic.
So as you said that, I went, you know what? I never even... I said, did Surfboard Mayhem win lawsuit against Lady Gaga? No. Lost Surfboards did not win their lawsuit against Lady Gaga regarding their Mayhem merchandise.
Oh.
She won.
Huh.
And gets to continue selling Mayhem-branded stuff.
Interesting.
In their trademark
dispute. Was close enough that I could see why they were mad about it.
Yeah.
Not exact, but very close.
But that was a
surprise.
They
have like the dripping down on the sides. And...
No, they were similar, no doubt. Here's the picture, if I can pull it up.
Yeah, let me have a look at this. Fudge.
Yeah.
But she won the lawsuit.
Hers is the one on the left?
Yes.
Or hers is, is much messier. But yeah, I mean, it's close enough.
She can afford the best lawyers. And I'm sure they were not in,
it becomes
in the
a war
caliber.
Of attrition, right?
Maybe. I mean, that is an international surf brand, but you're right. Surfing is obscure at best. In terms of...
Well, and just shoveling out the money. I'm sure she has an actual... She probably has a legal department on retainer. And she's like... Maybe she... This probably never even made it to her. They just started sending letters.
Well,
sending letters. They like try to bury you in red tape and paperwork and drag things out.
So Katy Perry lost the singer...
Katy Perry, the singer, lost to Katy Perry, the designer.
And Lady Gaga won versus the surfboard manufacturer or shaper.
They said, sorry,
you hear
not
from
close enough.
The Katy Perry?
Yeah.
Which Katy Perry are we talking about? Oh, is it going to be the Australian one? Let's hear it.
Hold on, it's not.
Let's hear a little bit.
It's a win for all of us. It's a win that shows fight. It's worth fighting for what you believe in, standing up for your values. It's a win for justice. All small business, it's a win for everybody that has supported me. It's a win for manufacturing in Australia. And it's a win for me. You know, there's been so many times when I felt like I was down on the ground, you know, face covered in dust, trying to pull myself up.
Goodness.
People told me to stop, to give up. And I never did. I kept on going.
Never
so this
did.
Is a win for resilience. It's a win for anybody else who's
all
feeling
right.
like...
Yeah.
I mean, it's a win.
She's very excited.
She's so cute, too. Like, big, wide blue eyes and just like, ah! Like, unblinking, too, even. Almost disturbing. I didn't want to say all that, but it just flew out of my mouth. But she's, you know, Katy Perry. Good for you. Congratulations, Katy Perry, on defeating Katy Perry.
All right.
And that's a high court. I guess that's as high as it can go there. And they've said, nah. We're going to side with the Aussie.
These days, Katy Perry, the singer, doesn't seem to be winning. Much.
No. If anyone's ever been on a losing streak, it might be Katy Perry.
Yep.
I read this morning, and it's funny. It is expensive to put your kids into sports.
And time consuming.
Yes, that too. And this isn't just about school sports. This is about really all, you know, really expensive sports to involve yourself in. And it's, even at the lowest levels, you're still paying for uniforms and equipment, and there's probably like a league fee. I know mm-hmm. in Little League we paid to get the kids in that, and
yeah.
So there's a lot. They say, let me look at some of the kids stuff. They're saying if ice hockey is really expensive, a travel team at the kids level, and it's huge. I mean, like there are places where
we have friends with a son that plays ice hockey.
Oh, is that so?
Mm-hmm.
It can cost about $20,000 a year. Not to mention it requires all kinds of special equipment and an ice rink.
In their defense, you're not paying that up front.
Right. So you pay it over time.
Involved.
Yep.
And then you start going, wait, we need new gear. Oh, we need new sticks. We need new skates. And it's little, it's those death by a thousand cuts. Mm.
You add it all up at the end of the year and you're like, we paid 20 grand and you let every goal get by you.
But here's what I would say in defense of all the parents is that if you don't, it's on you to expose your kid to stuff that mm-hmm. they may love.
And if they love not, it, support it.
You don't have to, it's not always going to be the 20,000 ice skating, but you really do need to give them some things in life to, I loved skateboarding. And I still do. And I loved surfing. And I still do. And these are things that you'll carry through your whole life.
Yeah.
I played baseball. It didn't catch for me. Right. All boring.
Yeah. My kid too. If you're not into it, you know, we'll let you quit. But you're going to play a few games. And he's out there in the outfield just like wandering around looking at bugs on the ground.
Yeah. I mean, that is
and
really.
He comes walking off the field in the middle of the game. He goes, oh, yeah, I'm not into it.
Right.
I'm like, get back out there.
My coach pulled my mom aside and said, I hear he's pretty good at tennis. Maybe he should just stick to tennis. Like, I was really bad at baseball.
I was awful
at baseball.
But you should do the things that you like, the things that you have an aptitude for.
Tennis continues with you to this day. And that's what I'm trying to say is that these are things that your kids will thank you for because they have a passion for something outside of their work life.
Right. It's true. And there's something to be said for the camaraderie. Being part of a team can be its own draw. Maybe you're never going to be a pro baseball player, but you really enjoy being on the team.
And it's likely you don't want to take advice from me, but I would also say get them in something that's not physical as well, because you may find yourself with an injury and playing guitar or a clarinet or anything else that's not physically demanding. Is important too.
I definitely agree. Reading, even.
Yes.
They say lacrosse at a competitive kids level, that's only around 4,000 a year, which compared to the hockey, sounds a lot better. Not everybody has lacrosse at their school, though. I want to say we had a girls lacrosse team.
We didn't have anything like that. We didn't even have soccer.
I was never exposed to lacrosse, but I do hear that it's really big on the East Coast.
Big in Maryland, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Where it was.
Yeah, I just don't think we had enough kids in our school. There were only like 400 kids in my whole high school. It was like about around 100 kids per class. Pretty small. I knew all those guys. The most expensive sport? You want to take a guess?
Well, I thought I would. Yeah, hockey.
No. Those were just the ones that were sort of on the list of things that can get expensive. This is like in the world. What is the most? These are not. We're not talking school
Horseback
sports.
Horseback riding.
It's up there. It's on the list in a couple of different ways, but it's auto racing.
Oh yeah.
The annual budget for an F1 team is about $215 million a year. A year. Even they say when you get to the national level in go-kart racing, it's like 50 grand, which is nothing compared to 215 million. I don't know where all that money goes. The car, the crew, the
drivers
travel.
Are very well paid.
Yeah.
And they have lots of sponsorships.
That's what I'm thinking. They must pay for all that with sponsorships. And I guess with winning.
Yeah, they get money for winning.
They get anywhere near $215 million for winning?
I forget what it is, but everybody gets something. There's 20 teams. But all of the teams have sponsors. And I mean, because Formula One is
stickered all over.
I love it. I watched Australian race the other weekend. I'm getting ready for the China race this weekend.
I find it so boring.
I love it. I absolutely love Formula One. And it's real big. It's huge in Europe, you know.
So
I would think around here
biggest.
You would, and I don't even mean around here. Like, I know we have the racetrack Sonoma. Up north, but in reality, I bet that's a southern thing.
Yeah.
You know, like NASCAR would be
NASCAR
way
is.
In to, then there might be a feeder league and go-karts and stuff.
Yeah.
I've never been exposed to car racing.
Right.
Motorcycle racing is big in Southern California. And might be big here.
I'm actually surprised your dad wasn't into it. Didn't drag you to car races.
Yeah, no, not at all. But
he was a car guy.
I did BMX, and that everything ends up being travel, and you know,
equipment.
equipment, all that stuff gets actually pricey.
They say that triathlon and cycling.
Oh, that's expensive.
Is not only does a proper bike cost tens of thousands of dollars, but they, you know, down to the a good triathlon suit, I guess, that you can swim, run, and bike in, it's about $500. That doesn't include like the helmet, the shoes, the special padding, the special seat, the things that you do.
I have all my gear because I'm never going to, I don't want to throw it away because who knows, maybe I'll do one again. But
try it on, take a pic. I'd love to see that.
Oh, I was bigger back then.
Yeah, I'm saying, try it on.
You were bigger back then? Yeah. You were doing triathlon and you were bigger than you are now?
Yeah.
Why?
I was also drinking.
When you were training for tri,
I would get done a training session and go have some wine.
Can't stop the drinking.
Yeah. No, I understand, but you would stop the triathlon. That's what you'd go, this is really interrupting my drinking time. And
no, I made it to practices every weekend morning at 5 a.m. And
oh my God, that sounds like a nightmare.
Some days being not great shape, but you know, you sweat it out.
Triathlon is one of those things that seems mostly populated with older people, and I mean like in the 30s and 40s as opposed to kids, because of the expense and the time.
The time is the big one. Like, you've got to have a lot of time, to, you know, at least 4 days a week to
Christina
train.
Trained, she was working in tech, and this is my wife. She trained before work, would work her 12-hour day, and then train after work again. So she, and there were some days on the weekend where she'd go out and do a super long bike ride and then put the bike down and then go do her run, because that's part of the ultimately,
right?
You're racing in one day for about 10 to 13 hours.
Right.
God. Of just straight forever exertion.
Because is it 100 miles on the bike or is it
120? I thought, wait, he would know better than me.
It's a century. It's 100 miles. It's a 2.1 mile swim. And then
a marathon.
And then a marathon. Yeah.
God. Some people just hate themselves. What are you running away from? There were a couple other things on this list that were interesting that I didn't even consider. Because, I mean, when I was thinking sports, I'm like, okay, well, elite sailing. They say entry level, you can get on a boat and maybe, you know, be part of this at about $5,000. You can get in, but the highest levels, when we talk about real, you know, the World Cup people, or what was that called? Is that what it's called? World Cup sailing?
America's Cup?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They say it's like $300 million to get the boat, the crew, get into the competition. Jeez. I know. Well, elite sailing. We've got money to burn.
When I was a boy, I went to a movie that was put out by Walt Disney's brother. His name was Roy Disney. He had the Disney fortune somehow involved with his brother, but he spent his money on sailing and did a sailing movie that we went and watched.
Oh.
And it was just one of those things that...
Was it like a documentary?
I don't remember because I was just a kid and I was just along for the ride, but it was... That's Roy Disney, Walt Disney's brother, and he's just...
Here's what I'm into.
Yep.
This sailing. Guy, animation. Me, spending my brother's money.
Yeah.
Polo is on this list, and it is true. Well, first of all, you know, if you don't already know how to ride a horse, it costs money for the lessons. And then you've got to, and they say here you have to own or rent a horse, which is not true. You actually have to own or rent 4 horses. If you're playing in polo, you have to rest your horses. I learned that when I spent like one day at that polo thing with Hooman. They're like, oh no, we each have
travel with a herd.
You have to bring four, at least 2 horses, and usually it's a group. If at the higher levels, you got to have 4 horses, apparently. So they say here you must own or rent a horse, which can cost $40,000 to $100,000, and a really good horse is like over $1 million. And then you have to care for the horse. Like, horses are expensive, prohibitively so.
You had one, though.
I did, but it still costs a lot of money. Like, try feeding a horse. It's pricey.
I don't want to. It's pricey. I don't like it.
Try getting the horse's teeth floated. Get new shoes. Their teeth don't fall out. They just keep growing, so you have to get them. This guy comes
grinded.
And grinds them down.
Oh.
That's what it's called, floating.
Really?
Yeah, and actually, our farrier,
She went to horse college, everyone, so she's about to talk over our heads, but let's try to keep
up. The guy who did the horseshoes, the blacksmith.
Yeah.
That was, and this was, God, this was the 80s. And I want to say it was almost $100 to get the four light shoes on, and more for winter shoes because they had a little like spikes on them so that you wouldn't,
so
the horse
slip.
Wouldn't slip.
Whoa.
I know. And then now I'm sure it's, I mean, somebody text in, what does it cost to shoe a horse these days? Yeah.
Could you change your horse's shoes?
Oh no, they're nailed to the horse's foot.
But they don't teach you that in horse college?
They do not. It's an art. They have to shoe, they have the standard shoe and they find one that's sort of, and then they bang it and get it to fit your horse's foot exactly. And then they nail it up through, it's like a fingernail, that their hooves are like, they'll shave them down a little bit, you know, because they grow. They keep growing like a fingernail.
Their hooves keep growing?
Oh, yeah. They're like a fingernail. That's like a horn. That's what they're made out of.
But isn't that something that a person who wants to be a horse, like, wouldn't you go to horse college to learn how to horseshoe a horse?
I think that to be a really good blacksmith, you'd have to be, first of all, there's a lot of specialized equipment, and you'd have to be practiced at it, like... You would not want to screw it up.
Right.
Because if you did screw it up, now you have a horse you can't ride until its foot grows all the way back out.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Anyway, horses are expensive.
Yeah, I know.
What it comes down to.
Okay.
Alpine skiing, they say that can actually be really, like if you're in a ski academy, that can cost up to $100,000 a year.
And part of that is, because I know this, because my friend Deepak has a kid in ski competitions, is partly just the trips up to the mountains,
yeah,
and having to stay overnight for the weekends for these competitions.
Right.
It's a lot.
And then they've got golf on the list too. They say it's like could be up to, they say up to $2,000 for a set of clubs. I'm like, that actually, I bet you it could be way more than that.
Way
for a set
more
of clubs.
Way more.
And then you get the fees if you're part of a private club, the price of golf balls, the price of gloves, the price of those fancy outfits you wear.
When I was young, my friend, this was when I was in college, said he played high school golf. And I was like, you are such a dork. And he's like, come golfing with me.
Mm.
I did it once and went, this is super fun. I didn't know.
My cousin Tucker went to school on a golf scholarship.
It's if you have golf available at high school, you should take it.
You should take it.
Because it's pretty fun.
It's a lifelong pursuit.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to do it when you're elderly, and you
back
can do it when you're young.
Back to the thing that you have available to you that you can go do that you did when you were young and can continue into your adulthood.
Yep.
Something that you can do for fun.
Right. Something that makes you happy.
Mm-hmm. John, your John loves it.
Oh, my God. He golfed yesterday. Went and did 9 holes in Mill Valley.
Why wouldn't he?
I can't think of one reason except that I was so lonely.
Well, he grew your kids up already. They're out
it's
there
true.
In the world. He's done.
Free. He's just, you know, tick, tick, waiting for me to retire. It's coming up in the news. Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of stuff, actually, including, should you be taking a multivitamin? Getting tax advice from people on social media? Is that smart?
Oh, yeah. That seems
more
totally reasonable.
All right.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
They're great. They're awesome every morning.
Every morning on Alice 97.3.
Alice.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today. I'm told it's super easy to do at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 30% off site-wide with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com/comfort. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. All hopped up on San Francisco Bay Coffee. 0 days without any broadcast accidents. Mumford & Sons, we've got tickets in about half an hour, 9.05. Mason has more for you at 12.05, and It's Jane's got them at 5.05, so be here for that. Stop laughing.
Good thing I don't talk to myself when I'm alone in here, huh?
No doubt.
Sheesh.
Oh, my God.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by, oh boy, I found it, the Saturday Morning Special. The Saturday Morning Special is more of us. It's a sixth day.
Yes.
The Saturday Morning Special is back at the best of the week each Saturday from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Grab your coffee, get your crosswords, sit down, and give us a listen.
A little preview. If you missed Scott Budman yesterday, you'll get all the Scott Budman you want this Saturday morning.
That's right. Bridge the Gap, and then he did a whole tech report.
Yeah. I do love that Scott Budman.
He's great.
I didn't see, I thought I would see more affection between the two of you. Oh. I didn't see enough like hugging.
You know,
there was no leg humping.
I fear that I am going to scare him off. And so I'm careful, careful as I can be.
He loves being on the show.
Yes, I understand, but I don't want him to be like, I don't want him to feel uncomfortable.
Well, then stop sending him heart emojis.
I know. Well, that's part of the that's the point is I sometimes get carried away and then I go, oh boy, that was maybe a little more than I should have done. Today's weather is wonderful.
So far, it looks great out
there. Hot and beautiful. And we're about to enter what you would be considered sort of a heat wave. It's going to come and go, but it's going to be warm for like the next 10 days.
Oh, boy.
Yep. I want to start off with a great story.
Oh, well, how lovely.
Amen.
I mean, there's so much in the news. There's a war happening in the Middle East, probably more than one. We still don't know where Mrs. Guthrie is.
No.
Like, how is this continuing on? The Guthrie thing. Anyway, here's a nice story for you. CBS Evening News did a big profile on a doctor in Nebraska.
Omaha. Hold on, it's going to take me a second. It's in a different accent.
Yeah, I should have tipped you off, I guess.
Yeah. Somewhere in Middle America, yeah, right to the heart of me.
CBS Evening News did a big profile on a doctor in Nebraska and a 10-year-old boy she adopted named True.
Oh, True.
True had heart surgery when he was 5, and she was his anesthesiologist.
Oh, well done.
Her name is Dr. Amy Beathy. He was with Social Services in 2022, and he was only 5. He showed up to the children's hospital all alone, so Amy stayed with him. Then, even though she already has 6 kids, she and her husband, Ryan, adopted him 18 months later.
Wow.
So this is a young...
They do say once you have 3 kids, you might as well have 12.
This is a young person, though, who comes through the hospital where she works...
Alone
with heart and needing heart surgery, and she's with him through this, and then decides this boy will no longer be alone. She adopts him 18 months later.
This is my boy.
It didn't end there.
Oh, what else happened?
Amy found out True had 5 siblings.
Stop it.
And helped get all of them adopted too. She couldn't take all of them. Her sister adopted one of them. Her sister-in-law adopted another.
Oh, my God.
And a coworker adopted two more.
What happened to their parents?
I don't know.
And was there no other family?
It happens.
It does.
There was still one more kid left, True's sister, Lainey.
They threw her out.
No, so Amy and Ryan stepped up and adopted her, too.
No parents for you. Well, anesthesiologists make bank, so they can afford it.
It's not about the money. I didn't even think about the money.
On
top, I mean, it's money. Yes, I'm with you.
Yes.
It does cost money, and so you would have to have some of that. But it is time. Each kid needs their time with mom and dad.
Yeah.
That they all do travel sports.
Oh, my God. It must be incredible, though, to be in a big family. I think I've told you about these two vets that my kids all went to school with their kids. And they have five toe-headed kids, and they are their own little group.
Like, is this the family that also has a lot of animals?
Like, they have a pig that lives in their house. Like, they're the right. coolest. They're just, you know, they live in a city, and there's, like, animals coming out the windows. It's crazy.
Well, they know what they like, I guess.
They came over our house with their dad. Their dad played softball with John. So these five kids, all between, they were like, I don't know, between 7 and 13 at this point. And they all are playing together. They're all polite. They all went and set up a game on the trampoline in our backyard. My kids weren't even there. They just like took care of themselves. It was just like a gaggle of geese that was following this one guy around. And they just stuck to them playing amongst themselves. And I thought, that's the joy of a big family, is that there's always someone there to hang with, someone to talk to.
Nice. Well, there you go. That's the story of the Beethys.
I like it. They're good people there in Omaha.
He's looks like he's 10 now.
Oh. How old is the sister that they...
It doesn't say.
Okay.
I don't have
all the
details.
She wouldn't know if she was older or younger.
But it's pretty cool that... And maybe, you know...
And how lovely that all the siblings got adopted by people close to the Beethy family.
They'll all see each other on a regular basis.
Because that's a thing in foster care. Kids get split up and, you've got five siblings and you never see them.
It must be a bummer to fall in love with a jailbird. You know, you
seems like some people are trying for that.
And then they're in jail.
Yeah.
And now here you love them. But then they're always asking you to provide them with cell phones and meth.
Cigarettes.
And whatever else you can smuggle in
right.
for them. Two Texas women have been arrested for allegedly using drones to fly plastic crows containing drugs, phones, tobacco, and more into a Louisiana prison.
That's very clever.
The thing about drones, and I just had one fly over my house, I was in my backyard the other day, is you can hear them.
Mm.
They have that.
That high-pitched whir.
You might not pick it up if you don't see them. You'll look around and go,
if there's traffic noise, it's not super loud, but if it's a quiet day, you will definitely hear it.
Oh, I heard it in my backyard and went, those kids down
the
street.
Let me go get my BB gun.
Grr. In this case, though, they'd basically taken plastic crows, filled them with,
whatever.
Stuff.
Right.
And then flew them on a drone into the jail. Melanie Jean Worthington, 38. Cassie Marie Cole, 41. Allegedly piloted the crow decoys to the federal prison in Grant Parish, where, and this is Louisiana, the pair told authorities they were paid $40,000 to pull off the drop-off scheme.
Wow.
So maybe they're not in love. Maybe that's not it. I don't know.
I mean, in love with money.
Question.
Yeah.
Why crows? Like, what are you going to do with him afterwards? Like, you get the drugs out, and then what do you...
You reattach him to the drone, and the drone flies away looking like a crow the whole time. How you get your drone back?
Trying to fool the people.
It's a foolish thing.
Okay.
Authorities have not confirmed whether a single drop-off was made using the fake crows or a series of deliveries. Both women have been charged with possession of meth.
Oh.
And with the intent to distribute... And for taking contraband into a penal institution. These are the nice ladies. They seem fine. They don't look happy, but why would you be? You're arrested.
Yeah. Mm. They look, they're both white ladies. They look a little bedraggled.
Yeah.
They look red around the eyes. Look like methy a little bit. Neither is smiling, so I can't see the state of their teeth.
You know what? But they also look like they could just be normal, everyday moms you'd run into at the school. But
anybody could be.
Yes.
But they don't have that look about them, Ben. Come on.
No, I mean, it's been many years now, but I did do a rehab stint, and I remember the meth heads vividly. And we, alcoholics, judged them.
Yeah.
I kept with my
people. Tweakers.
And there are the tweakers over there. Look at them.
Yeah.
They're crazy.
Those guys, jeez. What's up with that?
As low as you get, you could still be judgy of others.
Yep. No doubt.
Well, at least I wasn't doing math.
There's me and my friend Mario, my new friend, because I didn't know him before I went there, but we're smoking our ciggies going, those guys, jeez.
Same experience. Same experience when I was in rehab. Absolutely. There were the tweakers, and when somebody would come in, you'd be like, drunk or tweaker? It's a drunk. Okay, come over here, guy.
Yeah, you're with us. Get over here.
Yeah.
We got you.
Getting tax advice from social media might get you audited.
Oh.
So consider the things you're being told.
Dropped off my taxes yesterday.
The IRS, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Mm-hmm. I haven't even looked at mine yet.
Do you have your appointment? You should make an appointment. Those are filling up.
She has to handle that. These are the tax people we use are her people.
Well, remind her.
We've been using them forever. Gently.
Be gentle about it.
I can't. It's just another, you know, oh, well, get off me. All right. Anyway, the IRS has put out a warning that bad advice on social media is misleading taxpayers about refunds and tax credits. Apparently, some influencers are falsely claiming the IRS is hiding secret credits. I know how you can get more money back.
Oh.
They also encourage people to bend the truth on their tax returns.
Oh, God.
That can lead to big trouble if you lie, if like down the line, you might end up audited, getting penalties.
I have a friend who was saying that ever since Trump took office, that they gutted the IRS and that they don't have the manpower to do audits anymore. And I'm like, are you trying to trick me into just like not paying my tax? Like, what do you, I think that we need to all not count on that advice.
Yeah, that I don't know anything about what you were told
there. I don't
want
no trouble.
But you really don't want the IRS
sniffing around you.
You don't want their attention.
No, you don't.
At all. So when it comes to doing your taxes this year, only rely on trusted professionals. And official IRS guidance.
Yes.
Not TikTokers.
No.
That's
just looking for eyeballs.
That's going to get you in a lot of trouble. Do you start your day with a multivitamin?
I don't.
If not, you may want to start because scientists are saying it could help slow the signs of aging.
Mm. I end my day with one.
Oh, so you do take one.
I do, don't you?
I do.
I feel like
mine is right here.
Oh, I take it with dinner.
I can't take it in the morning.
Yeah, I don't want it in the morning.
You know what?
I'm not going to eat for hours.
Ideally, I would take it at home in the morning, but I don't want to because I don't like the way they go down. So I wait. Here they are with me right now.
Have a little bit of food.
And I'll take them in the next hour or so. Anyway, researchers, they say here at Brigham and Women's Hospital, which is a major teaching hospital of Harvard Medical School, tracked older adults for 2 years and a group taking a daily multivitamin showed slower biological aging.
Oh. Well, it makes sense. They say we have like calcium loss and it's all kind of, I mean, why not take your vitamins?
I can't see one reason.
Yeah. You need them all. And get in the sun. You know, the sun makes you feel good. Like a little vitamin D. It only takes a few minutes. Get some vitamin D on you. You get more energy.
Have you? I know you were doing it last year. So
I can't. I got a kid living in my backyard now. I can't be laying out naked.
You can't lay out anymore at all.
Honestly, it's March, so it hasn't even crossed my mind yet. I'm not getting ready for a summer vacation.
The heat wave is on, though.
I know, but it's.
But you got a kid living in your backyard.
He
looks out the window and sees bomb
dude. Style is seriously cramped.
Ah. Mm. Well, I'm sure he'll move on soon.
Yeah, that's the hope.
Well, he has a partner in Florida.
Yeah.
I'm sure the partner
I certainly don't want a couple living in my backyard.
Well, does his partner have his own pad, or does he live with his parents as
well?
He's
also looking to relocate. They're looking for a place that they can afford. Sean's whole thing is, I want to be able to support myself with my music, and I cannot do that in New York, and I cannot do that in San Francisco.
But he can make his music anywhere he goes.
He certainly can.
So maybe Nebraska's for him.
Omaha. You know, he was looking, they have some friends in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I was looking at the real estate there, and it is, you want to talk about dirt cheap? Look at Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
My parents lived there. You know this.
There's, I'm sure there's nice areas, but I was first, I looked at rentals and I'm like, so it's free, basically. And then I started looking at like, what would a house cost there? And for like under 200 grand, you're getting a decent house with a full basement and a plot of land. Like, it's crazy.
My parents went there for years, actually. It was one of the many moves my dad had to make for his airline career. And they had a custom house. They, I guess these people built the thing and then sold
it. Like a spec house, yeah.
And but it was a custom house, super nice and really cheap.
Do you know what they
spent?
I don't.
I can ask my mom and she'll tell me. But
Sandy, text Vinny how much you guys spent on your house in Pittsburgh. And that was years ago. Pittsburgh is incredibly affordable. No. I couldn't. I was like, if you'd have to know where to live, though. You got to spend time in a city.
Pittsburgh has harsh weather.
Harsh.
So, you know, him and Russi might be trapped indoors.
Oh, Sean would be fine with that.
Oh.
Kid loves being inside. Mm. And they get to an age where you're like, well, you're 25. What am I going
to
say to you?
Yeah, he gets to choose.
You get to choose.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. And Maddie is on the show.
Going back to the kids from the 650, we have four bio kids and adopted one. Eventually adopted two of his siblings. Big family is just different. We also have lots of animals. Helps with the trauma. It's a different mindset. Also helps to know being in a big family is better than siblings splitting apart in foster care.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice of you. Good job.
Really nice.
It's beyond nice.
There's some people with gigantic hearts.
Yeah, that is a whole next level of nice. Nice is opening a door for someone.
Mm-hmm. That is someone who's full
adopting
of, full
three
of love.
Kids is something other than that.
707. In the 80s, we would throw tennis balls full of weed over from the railroad tracks over the fence into the Murray County Honor Farm.
What?
I guess they would throw weed to the guys in the Honor Farm.
What's a, I'm sorry, Honor Farm?
That's like a kind of like a jail.
Low level jail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like minimum security, and they're over there with the. Well, growing things.
Because they have tennis courts.
Honor Farm. Yeah. That's crazy.
Let's see here. Oh, going back to the kid that was in Nebraska, 707. Not only was the kid alone, he was literally dumped at the hospital for his surgery by social services, and the social worker just left him like he was trash.
Oh.
That's really bad.
Well, the story ends well.
Sad. It does end well.
Thank God. And I can see that person with the big heart, Amy Beathy.
Yeah.
I think it was.
Amy Beathy.
I can see her being like, this kid got dumped off here for heart surgery and no one thought to be with him by his side.
Mm.
She stepped in and took care of it. That's huge.
707. Vinny, don't scare off Scott Budman like Sarah scared off Matt Nathanson. That's from Vinny.
That still comes around. I just have rules I have to abide by.
Yeah, and I'm trying very hard not to. I'm a big Scott Budman fan.
Yeah.
That reminds me. I think I have Stephen Jenkins booked for the Wednesday that we're back, that I'm back, because we're not playing Bridge the Gap next week. Now I have to cancel on him because Scott Budman's going to play Bridge the Gap that week because he won.
Oh, no.
I know.
Mm. Well, we can't swap out celebrities. That would be wrong. But how do we?
I tell him later in April.
Well,
oh, no.
Yeah, and I don't know what to do.
You've been playing footsie with him for a month.
Oh, my God. For like 3 months. I'm super bummed. Because I think he can do it. But he's very noncommittal, you know?
Well,
it's annoying.
You don't want to, you know, ask Scott to postpone and then have, Steven not show.
Right.
Yeah. Finally, 281. Maddie. The lip licking is so distracting on the live YouTube.
Oh, you shouldn't watch it then.
Yeah, when I'm thinking, I do that. I know I do that. I can't consciously stop doing that.
You lick your lips?
Yeah, I kind of go like that.
I can't see it, but okay. You do?
Yeah.
I've never.
Or stick my tongue out. Oh. I'll do that too when I'm thinking about stuff. And I'm thinking when I'm in here. I'm not just floating around worried about you and my lips.
Leave them alone.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Mumford and Son tickets right after this.
All right.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
They're great. They're awesome every morning.
Every morning on Alice 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to four times more stretch than competing brands, and their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 30% off site-wide with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com/comfort. Tommy John, comfort perfected.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is streaming on Prime Video March 20th. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.